It's 52 degrees in Nashville. Sunny skies right now, and that's what's in the forecast for the rest of the day as well. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Heeding a call from President Trump to give Republicans more seats in Congress, Tennessee's GOP-led state house voted to carve Memphis into three reliably red districts yesterday. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports the vote was met with widespread protests.
Democrats in both chambers staged walkouts as the measure passed. Three protesters from Memphis were arrested for refusing to clear the gallery, including the brother of Memphis Representative Justin J. Pearson, who had been running for Congress in Memphis's former 9th Congressional District.
These maps are racist tools of white supremacy at the behest of the most powerful white supremacist in the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Pearson, along with other black lawmakers in the House, pointed to the historical obstacles black voters have faced. Republicans, like Jason Zachary of Knox County, say the maps reflect Tennessee's conservative bent.
This map was drafted based on politics, based on population, and the opportunity for the first time in history for us to send an entire Republican delegation from Tennessee to represent the state in Washington, D.C.
To pass the new maps, the legislature first had to strike down a 50-year-old law that barred mid-decade redistricting. Because the new map was created so close to the primaries, there is a chance that people in the military or who live overseas may not receive their ballots in time to vote. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
The NAACP has filed an emergency petition against the new maps, arguing that the state did not have the authority to strike down a 50-year-old law that barred mid-decade redistricting. Meanwhile, Tennessee lawmakers are reopening the candidate qualifying window until May 15th, essentially 1 week, to allow time for new people to enter the U.S. House primaries and for existing candidates to switch districts or drop out. A multi-day manhunt in Stewart County ended this week when authorities found the dead body of suspect Craig Berry. The former Special Forces officer had been wanted on charges of attempted murder after allegedly shooting his wife late last week. The sheriff's office says Berry appears to have died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Two bridges in the city of Gallatin will soon be replaced. The Tennessee Department of Transportation is working with the city to reconstruct the East and West Fork Station Camp Creek bridges starting this fall. Both bridges are on Nashville Pike. They're 71 years old. That's just a few years shy of the normal life cycle for bridges. TDOT says the structures are safe to use now, but it's time for an upgrade. The department tells WKRN the new bridges will have wider shoulders to accommodate multimodal bike lanes. During construction, two of the four lanes will close and traffic will shift to the other side. There will be a public meeting about the project at Gallatin City Hall on May 20th, and work on both bridges is expected to wrap up at the end of 2029. This is Nashville's local news at NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.